You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman.
Shout out to the crew.
Shout out to Scotty Roto X.
Thank you so much for tuning in and watching and listening to us all season long, but especially this week, Championship Week.
What week is it?
Championship Week. We are here to bring you chips, help you in any way we can. So send in those tweets at Greg Sussman, at the Fantasy Exec, at CTM Baseball, and we'll make sure we answer them to make sure you win that cash and do it all. So I gotta ask, how much does your style as a fantasy owner change, both in the playoffs and in Week 16 in general, Corey?
I play Week 16 in the playoffs a little bit more conservative.
Really?
And I'm more proactive in looking at my opponent's rosters. That's a big part of the playoffs. I'm more than likely going to be a little bit safer as in the regular season. I take more of a gamble. So that's kind of how I would say my style changes as you look at the playoffs in Week 16.
How about you, Matt?
I'm pretty much going to go the same route. I've been doing it week after week. Sometimes I'm loyal to a fault. I mean, if the waivers are open and stuff like you've been doing, blocking people, that's what you have to do if you do have active waivers. You know, first off, you know, you got to spend that money, or if you have that waiver priority, you got to use it at this point in time. But I'm less apt to use some of these guys like that have popped up recently. And I'm talking like the guy in Jacksonville, like Cole.
Keelan Cole.
Yeah. I'm going to have a hard time because I don't know if it's D.D. Westbrook this week or him again, you know. So.
Well, Matt has always been someone that is a usual, the guy that brought you there. He is stuck by Kareem Hunt, and that has worked. He is stuck by Corey Davis, and that has not worked. But for better or worse, Matt will always start the guy, for the most part, there's no absolutes, but he's going to start the guy that brought you there. And ultimately, that's a decision you're going to have to make. You're going to have to go with your gut, and you're going to have to decide that. That's what Matt wanted to do. Other people may play the matches more than ever. I was telling Corey during the break that my opponent this week picked up Joe Flacco.
Shout out to Dan.
He picked up Joe Flacco for this weekend.
That would be cojones. And he
texted me, said, "Why didn't you block me from Joe Flacco?" I'm going to talk about blocking him.
Because I want you
break.
To play him.
And I would
throw the gauntlet down.
My exact response, he goes, "You should have blocked me from Flacco, man." I go, "Oh, no, start Joe Flacco. Please feel
By
free.
By all means."
Yeah, like, I'm not going to feel bad. And when he said that, it just occurred to me, I think he wanted me to block him from himself. Block him, Joe Flacco, so he wasn't tempted to start him.
Sometimes your opponent makes your lineup decision for you.
They do. And we're going to talk about that and blocking and how it all changes in the playoffs and what you could do if your waivers haven't gone through yet. We're going to talk all about that when we come back. Roto Expert Strategy Talk next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
As I brought up the Joe Flacco conversation, my opponent, who is listening to the program, texted me saying...
Did he hear me give him a shout-out?
He did. He said, quote, "You're a real smug man, Greg. You're a real smug man for that kind of analysis."
Well, he's throwing it down like he's trying to threaten you with Joe Flacco, so go ahead.
Listen, I appreciate you listening. And he said in around 8:30, he will call in so we can talk to my opponent this week.
I'd like okay. See, my response.
You know what would be nice? If all of your opponents could call in at some point this week. You could get Steve Gallo to call in. Would that be possible? That'd be nice.
I don't even know him like that, son. I don't want no problem with Steve Gallo. Could you call up here talking trash?
Could you get Dave Orsolino to call in? Whoever you're playing in Staten Island? That's Dave Orsolino. Let's get Dave Orsolino to call in.
We'll try to make that happen. But I would have responded when he threatened to you, Joe Flacco, and you would have been like, hugs, not drugs.
but I did say to him, on the record, wow. When you asked me during the break who his other quarterback was, and I told you it was Derek Carr, and you said...
I would play Joe Flacco.
You would play Joe Flacco. So there you go. So there you go. I wasn't
lying. How did Dan get to the damn championship with Derek Carr, the quarterback?
You talk to him. I don't want to spoil anything.
Listen, I gave Dan a shout out. Did he type a message back to you saying tell Corey was good?
He did not say tell Corey what's up.
Disrespectful, Greg. You got to beat his ass.
I'm gonna have to do that this weekend. All right. So we'll get back to my matchup coming up later, if and when he calls.
Does he have a job?
He does have a job. He's probably getting ready for said job.
Oh, he's going to get it.
He's got banker's hours.
No, I don't say he's. I'm not gonna say. I don't need to say what he does in the air, but he's probably gonna get ready now, go to work, and walk to work.
If he comes on and I ask him what he does for a living, will he say it?
I think so. I just don't feel it's not really my responsibility.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd be like, I'm a pimp. I'm like, what? Damn.
Damn, how much?
I know if Scott was here. Scott, let me get your card.
we'll talk off the air. Okay.
Do you know the day shift?
Day shift Dan.
So, I mentioned blocking, and he had said to me, I'm surprised you didn't block me from that. So, I have had, because I was the lower seed coming into this round, I have waiver priority, and I use that waiver priority to block players that I thought he could pick up. There's a couple of tight ends. I said this to you before: Charles Clay, Ricky Seals, as well as Nelson Aguilar and Keelan Cole. I picked up all those guys, maybe to have them, maybe to block them, but. Something I would never do in the regular season is really look at my opponent and be like, yeah. All right, I gotta block him because there's 12 other teams playing. But when it's one-on-one in the finals, you said it right, Corey. I spend just as much time looking at his team as I do my team.
I've been looking at Steve Gallo's roster all week, and that's the head-to-head that I'm in. In the other leagues, nothing I can do about that. It's, three other teams in there with me.
Right.
So, yeah, in this head-to-head situation right here, I'm looking at this son of a gun, Steve
Gallo. Just as much as your team.
Yeah, well, I'm analyzing his team, trying to see how he got here, trying to see what I can do to kind of, play against him and stuff like that, put my situation in the best point and the best possible way to score as many points as I can and try to limit him. Now, it's tough to do that. So in certain situations, you want to kind of play off him. But this son of a gun is good, though. I mean, he got Todd Gurley. I can't block Todd. There's nothing I can do with that. He's got Duke Johnson. Duke has been doing his thing recently. He's got Steph Diggs. He's got DeAndre Hopkins. He's got Josh Gordon. He's got Jamison Crowder. He's got Zach Ertz and Greg Olsen. He's going to run the Corey Parson offense against me. Can you imagine that? I'm going down. I could possibly go down to a taste of my own medicine this week.
You might. You might do that. But you had waivers run last night, and there was some... He picked up some good players last night.
Neither is in his lineup currently.
All right. Well, it's early still on a Tuesday. And
got the club going up on a Tuesday. All right. There you go. Sorry.
Now, you have said, for you, I know you have no money left. Are you allowed to have $0 bids in your league?
No.
Oh, you're not.
Totally against $0 bids.
You know, I'm not as... At one point, I was against $0 bids. Right now, I'm
what does that matter? You have to control your money. You mm-hmm. spend it, you're done. You don't get to pick anybody up. I don't want to hear, you can use IR spots on guys that aren't even on the IR.
That's ridiculous.
Insane.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
But I don't have a bigger problem with $0 bids as I did before.
I think that's, that's like for the
Yahoo. All right.
I don't agree.
I want to say Yahoo, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I don't agree. Maybe because I play on Yahoo. But I don't mind the $0.
I'm not taking a shot at Yahoo.
No, I understand.
Other leagues that allow it. I mean, look at all these like tout wars and other leagues that allow $0 bids and stuff. I don't get it.
Well, Matt Medica, you know I'm in Tout Wars, right?
Yes, I do.
I'm
yes,
a tout.
Yeah, it's coming back.
I believe you finished ahead of Adam Ronis.
I did. It's a secret. It's the same Adam Ronis who lost to Jake Seeley.
it's coming back.
Tout Wars will be back in March. So, you know, me and my brothers, you know, we'll get the band together.
Are you going to the Staten Island Yankees on Sunday? They're going to be, I believe they're doing it there.
Well, I'll probably be in the online in the draft.
Show
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah, with my band of brothers. Yes, I can show up.
Sounds exactly what Corey Parson's going to do.
Yeah,
exactly. What he's
Staten Island Yankees on a Sunday morning in late March after NCAA tournament night. Yes. I don't even know how to get to Staten Island. You got to ride that boat out there.
Yeah, that boat. Actually, I don't mind the ferry. Yeah. The ferry is one of the few public transportation I do not mind.
Oh, okay,
and it's free.
No, the ferry's free.
Sure.
I didn't
Absolutely.
Know that.
Absolutely, totally.
It used to be like 50 cents one way or something like that.
But it's free now.
It's totally free.
But it lets you out all the way downtown, right?
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way downtown.
Yeah.
we talked about something earlier this week that I wanted to bring up to you guys, and that was hedging in the finals. Like, there's a number in that pot, and we talk about how you could separate that.
Divvy it up. Yeah.
You've never even heard of this, right? Like, you've heard, like, all right, you hedge, you split, game over.
You got the first place money, the second place money, you split it 50-50, and you know.
You play for pride.
You play for pride.
But you don't really care about the pride, obviously.
No. I still like to win, but I'm more about the money. I'll be honest with you.
But I'll be honest. With Greg, I was thought about what Greg said last week, instead of going 50-50, 60-40, because that gives the champion a little something. That I'm with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too, but I'm fine going, you know, 50-50, and, you know, if you win, you get a trophy or whatever, you know, a Yahoo thing in your locker room.
Yeah, I don't care about that so much, the Yahoo thing in my
I used to,
room.
When I first started playing Yahoo, and I was, like, racking up all these baseball and football things with my friends in L.A.
Yeah.
They, I used to punch that up. You take pictures of it and like, text it to them.
Oh, yeah, that one doesn't bother me, but it's not also about the money either. Like, I feel very comfortable that there's a significant amount of money in there. And I'm sure if you're playing in a league, it's significant to you, whatever that number is. And if it's in there, I feel very comfortable giving away a little from the championship pot to guarantee a little bit more for second. So I walk away, even if I lose this week, I'm walking around with a nice amount of change.
Now, have you and Dan come up with a...
We have said that we're going to do something. We haven't come out with what that is yet. And with that, let's talk to my friend Dan Weissman. Dan, welcome to Roto Experts.
Son of a gun.
I'd like to say that I moved up my call-in time because I was so frustrated by my misrepresentation of how I talked about Corey. I love Corey Parson. He's a Sunday Showdown alum. Yes. I'm glad he gave me a shout-out for my matchup against you this week, Greg.
There you go.
How are you doing, Dan? The way that Greg framed the Flacco...
I didn't frame it. I read the text messages.
Okay.
No, Greg framed that exactly as it was.
Corey, you know, you had a question how you got to the finals with Derek Carr as his quarterback.
Yeah, what's going on, Dan? Your quarterback, why is Derek Carr on your team? And how did you make it this far with Derek Carr on your team?
It's a great question, and I just want to say thank you, gracing the same airwaves as guys like Dr. A, who I listen to all the time. Shout out to Dr. A. He's awesome.
Yeah.
My season was one of, to be honest, you know, I definitely had good picks and some good players, but my schedule was a bit favorable. I did have the lowest PA in our league history, which I'm free to admit. And I was carried a couple weeks by certain players. I had AJ Green go off a couple times. I had Fournette for the bulk of the season go off. QB for me was a bit of a, you know, play the matchups when Carr, you know, still had good matchups in the middle of the season. And then I had Andy Dalton in the middle of the season, who was doing okay in that middle stretch, but I just never corrected that problem. Our league for this year, for some reason, a lot of backup quarterbacks were on rosters, as in years past, a lot of teams just had one quarterback on their roster, so there wasn't as much flexibility on the wire, and I just missed out on guys like Phillip Rivers and Bortles on the stretch. So it's a bit of bad managing on my part, but I'm still happy to be in the position I'm in.
Right quick, Dan, if I could ask you this, kind of like, you know, how the Final Four, when they bring the teams out and they tell a story of how they got there. If you was to look back at this season, Dan, if you was to win this championship, who would get your MVP?
It's a great question, Corey, because my team changed so much over the course of the year. So Greg's the first to tell you that towards the end of my season, I didn't think it was a championship contending team. I saw the matchups between weeks 14 and 16, AJ Green against Minnesota in 15, Fournette against Seattle in week 14, and I just didn't see it, so I traded a lot of my players for teams that were still in contention that still needed like one or two more wins but couldn't wait around for guys like Robert Woods to come back, couldn't wait around for guys like Devonta Freeman to come back. So my team at the end of the season is a little different, so I'd have to give two MVPs, one to Fournette for the first half of the season, and either Mark Ingram or Devonta Freeman, whoever comes up big in week 16.
Well, there you go. We'll hope neither of them do, Dan, this particular week. We appreciate your time calling in, and good luck this weekend.
I want to say one more thing, Greg. I hope you lose.
That's why you don't let the son of a gun on the air.
Dan Weissman, my last thing to you, sir, is please start Joe Flacco on Saturday night. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a lot more football analysis to get to here with your opponents on over the next 2 days, too. Stick around. More Roto Experts coming your way next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
I talked to Matt, who's going to try to get his opponent and potential partner on tomorrow's show. And I talked to Jake to try to get Steve Gallo on maybe the Friday show, Corey. Your opponent as you try to go for your chip.
I think I might have Gallo email somewhere. I'll look.
Like shouldn't he don't be in the league?
Huh?
Shouldn't you have his email?
Yeah, you're right. That just makes sense. I probably got his telephone number, too.
Well, if you could reach
call
out
him
to him
now,
that,
like, you better not set that
alarm up. Or I'll clip you.
Yeah. I got Danny that thing, trying to hack his computer.
I know, right? Don't get clapped, Steve Gallo.
A couple of questions on Twitter that I wanted to go to. And
let me see if his telephone number on here. I'll give it. Oh, it is. I'm gonna put it on the internet.
You should give out Jake so people can ask about it online.
Oh, that'd be crazy. He'd be calling Jake. Can you imagine you give out Jake number? People be texting him, asking him line of questions. That'd be wild.
You gotta put a hefty price for that.
Yeah, I know. That man, Jake would be upset you do that.
What I would do, he takes the T.L.'s number and be like, hey, is anyone know any hackers anywhere?
And he could do that, yeah. And then we could fix Steve Gallo lineup.
All right, so I told you one of the more common questions I've gotten this week has been Matt Stafford, and specifically in related to Nick Foles. And Nick Foles in general, coming out of last week, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he picked him up as a streamer, you lost Carson Wentz, it worked out. People are going right back to the well, Matt, including our Jake Seeley, who we just brought up, who has him ranked as a top 5 quarterback option this week. Would you go with Matthew Stafford, or would you go with Nick Foles?
I'd go Nick Foles here. The matchup is perfect for him. He pretty much had a Carson Wentz day last week versus the Giants. He threw 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, threw for 200 and something yards. I mean, Wentz was doing that. Wentz was throwing for like 225 yards, 3 touchdowns versus no interceptions. It's the Raiders. They win this game. They put themselves pretty in the driver's seat to get home field throughout. So I have to like that. And the thing with Stafford at Cincinnati, one, it's on the road in Cincinnati, and that could be more of a weather game, too.
That's understandable.
And also, I think they could run the ball on them as well.
Stafford's in a good spot this week. And Stafford's been playing better on the road than he has at home. I find that interesting when that happens. It always makes me think something's wrong at home. You know what I'm saying?
Some home issues.
I hope everything is right in the Stafford household.
I just think Detroit could... I'm of the belief Cincinnati has
given up.
Packed it in.
Sure.
And
I agree.
We've seen it the last couple of weeks. So maybe it's a point where they get up and, you know, just game management.
And
they
just
scripted,
grind it down.
You know, Tyon Green becomes a thing in week 16.
I'm playing him this week. I really have no
playing Tyon Green this week?
No, hell no.
Oh,
I'm playing Matt Stafford. My other quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers is out. I'm going back to Matthew Stafford. Be honest with you, I might have started Matthew Stafford if Aaron Rodgers was playing this week.
You would have brought that up.
I like the matchup that much. I think he can get it done. Let me check the link right quick. You might have said that already.
I have it right here. Matthew Stafford, in Jake's rankings, number 11.
You start, if you owned Case Keenum and you had Stafford?
I'd have started Case Keenum over Matthew Stafford.
Would you start Case Keenum over Blake Bortles?
Yes. My support for Case Keenum grows every day.
We should throw Matthew Stafford over Blake Bortles.
Blake is on fire right now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Blake Bortles. I think it's close, but I'd go Blake
Bortles. I just keep thinking, whenever I talk about Blake Bortles, I just keep thinking about the fact that this dude was legit, like, in the preseason, his teammates, the people in the locker room, were ready to run him out of town. Remember, I was worried about Dante Fowler putting him in the trunk. That's how much I was worried about him. And now this dude is taking him to one of the best records in the AFC. It's funny how that changed just that fast.
Have you seen the Blake Bortles account on Twitter? There's like a parody account.
I have not.
It's actually pretty funny. It's no Captain Andrew Luck. Yeah. It's good.
All right, Robert Murphy asks us.
What up, Robert?
Robert Woods or Martavis Bryant this week?
I think I got to go with Robert Woods. Robert Woods has been too good. I do like Martavis Bryant, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But I'm probably trying to think of Rams are playing off the top of my head.
Titans.
Yeah, that's another good matchup.
That's a good matchup. I got to go Robert Woods.
I got to go Robert Woods. He's just been too good. He came back last week, got the touchdown.
What if I change it to Robert Woods or Juju Smith-Schuster?
Juju on that beat.
You go with Juju.
I love Juju. Juju's the one. And Juju is the wide receiver one in Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good spot.
You saw with Blake Bortles and Keelan Cole and these other
receivers. I've seen what everybody does against Houston.
Yeah, so, I think I got to go with the TV watching, helmet wearing Juju Schuster.
I don't know, man. I might go with Robert Woods there.
I wouldn't blame you, but I think it's Juju. We've seen how in, like, Pittsburgh, he's going to take the Antonio Brown role. And I like Martavis Bryant, don't get me wrong, but I got what Juju's done this year. I think you got to.
And then you play Juju. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but by playing Juju, you got that Monday, that last.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I don't have none of that this week.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I got Michael Crabtree 8:30 Monday night.
That's wonderful.
See, I got it, but I got it with Ben.
Nice.
But unfortunately, it's Will Fuller and D-Hop, and not D-Hop and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Are you playing Fuller?
Right now I got him in. I don't really have a choice. I got Hogan in there, hoping Hogan plays.
No, I feel you on that one.
That whole bench is like decimated.
Yeah. I got the Texans kicker at 4:30. That's it. I don't have no Eagles.
I don't have
Raiders. My Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper teams of dearly departed. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
So all I have left is at 1:430. So I'm going to have a big lead. You know what I mean? And then after that, it's a waiting game, which makes it even worse.
Brutal.
Yeah.
You just see your
points going. Yeah. You're getting walked down. You feel what I'm saying?
You're just watching the clock.
I'm just like,
why is the clock running?
I know. And the kids are going to be like, Daddy, we still going to have Santa Claus? I'll be like, we'll see.
I'll let you know in an hour, baby.
So now, what's up with Theo Riddick? I thought he was going to be out. I mean, I wouldn't want to play him anyway this week, where that running back situation is. But, you know, once he fumbled that ball before the half.
And then it's a wrist issue. I don't want to start any of these Detroit running backs. Nothing good can come out of that. Robert does ask one more question in regards to the quarterback. So rank these three guys. Maybe we'll do some mini ranks tomorrow. But rank these three guys. Dak Prescott, Case Keenum, Nick Foles this week. Corey.
I go Dak, Keenum, Foles.
Dak, Keenum, Foles for you.
I'll go Foles. I'm going Case Keenum in this matchup, then Dak. I'm just,
very different, you guys.
Maybe it's a Zeke day where Zeke, you know, gets a couple touchdowns. I think this is going to set up really nice for Zeke. I think Zeke wants the ball. Like Corey said, he's probably 25. I'll say at least 20 touches. They get near the end zone. I think it's feed the beast.
In regards to Joe Flacco, someone brought up, said, listen, if you're starting with Joe Flacco as a streamer, evidently it's supposed to rain in Baltimore on Saturday afternoon. Maybe it turns into a monster Alex Collins game, and then that's probably starting Joe Flacco as a streamer.
I still think you can throw the ball. You know, it's the Colts. And
yeah.
I believe Mike Wallace will be open plenty this weekend.
Yeah. All right, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. So we've got a couple of players that are good players, but have bad matchups. We mentioned a lot yesterday in regards to Jacksonville. And Carlos Hyde, Jimmy Garoppolo, Marquise Goodwin, all players that you've loved over the last month or so in this playoff stretch, play against the Jags. Can you start any of those three players, Hyde, Garoppolo, or Marquise Goodwin, against the Jags?
Unfortunately, I don't think you can roll them out there.
None of them.
I don't think you can roll them out there. Depending on the situation that you're in, you definitely, Carlos Hyde has been trending in the wrong direction, but
yep.
he's a running back. He's a starting running back. I can see you having a situation where you have to play Carlos Hyde. If my Hyde team was still alive, he more than likely would be in my lineup this week. As far as Goodwin, he's been excellent. You may have to say, thank you, son. You helped us get to this point. We need to sit you this week. And my man, Gucci Garoppolo, there's no chance you can play him this week against Jacksonville.
Yeah, and one of the leagues, and I'm in the consolation in the Super. And it's still $500, so I want to win it right now. I'm second or third in points in that. And my flex spot currently is Carlos Hyde. My other option would be like Samaje Perine.
Right.
So that's rough.
Against Denver.
Yeah, that's not too good neither. So, even though Denver's defensive line has been...
Right.
So that's going to be a call there. Maybe, I don't know. I'll probably just ride with Hyde.
Okay.
Hopefully he gets a goal line carry.
So in his PPR rankings, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, has Carlos Hyde this week. I was really interested to see this. He has Carlos Hyde ranked as his number 15 overall running back, which is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're in the top 15. I'm fine with that.
He's a starting running back. He's going to get touches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you got to worry about that defense. And the way his stats are trending currently.
Tell you this, in PPR leagues, Jake has Carlos Hyde ranked one spot higher than Jordan Howard against Cleveland.
I would start Jordan Howard.
I would prefer Jordan Howard there as well. But Joe Mixon's back in Jake's top 20, as is Jamal Williams. I feel like this is week one all over again.
Week 16.
Yeah, left with that. It was a great joke.
He has Marquise Goodwin as wide receiver 31 this week, so outside the top 30 for Goodwin. That's if you check the link that went.
Where does he have Wallace?
This is a fresh link. You know what I'm saying? It just went live at midnight.
Third or fourth week in a row, I'm starting Wallace.
As you should.
Yeah,
as you should.
He's been good.
With
Mike Wallace is Jake's 28th ranked wide receiver going into the week.
With Aaron Rodgers out this week, you're not going to start Jordy Nelson. We've been there. We've done that. We're not doing that thing again with Brett Hundley. So Jordy Nelson shouldn't be owned. But I do have to ask you about Randall Cobb, because there is no Devontae Adams, and I get that they play the Vikings. And if I assume that Xavier Rhodes
is going to be on Jordy,
he's going to be on Jordy on the outside, they're going to complete a pass to somebody, I would think. Randall Cobb seems to be the obvious answer in the slot. Would you start Randall Cobb, Corey?
He would have to be my fourth wide receiver as a flex on a team where you start three wide receivers. I have to downgrade him. I can see him as a wide receiver three. He should get a ton of targets, but they could lose like 38-0.
Yeah, for
if
me,
I'm the Vikings, I'm going to try to kill them.
It's like Corey said, wide receiver, more of a flex option. I prefer not to play Randall Cobb this week.
How about
this?
And
it's more of an indictment on Hundley.
So I'll tell you this. The all-in kid, Jake Seeley,
has 18.
Has Randall Cobb 19 in PPR leagues. That's 19. That's 18 spots higher than consensus. Yeah. That is a rock-solid wide receiver, too. We'll talk to Jake in about 20 minutes. I'm excited to ask him about that. Mm-hmm. I think that's really, really interesting. We're going to take your calls, 844-843-6879. When we return, we are the Roto Experts. So we'll be back right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We are back here live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The all-in kid will join us in about 15 minutes from now. Corey Parson is here. Matt Modica is here. We go up until the top of the hour. Fantasy Football Frenzy comes your way following that. Let's hit the phone lines now at 844-843-6879. Let's go to Truck and Mass. What's up, Truck?
Chuck, what up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Chilling,
Chuck. How you doing? Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck.
Merry Christmas.
Maybe he celebrates Hanukkah.
I heard you guys talking about hedging, and I was going to hedge in the GSTs, but I don't think I'm going to, and I wanted to know if you agree with this.
This is Truck, not
Chuck.
So in
the snake draft,
I thought you said Chuck.
It's a truck.
My bad. My bad, Truck. I thought it was a stranger.
Hey, Truck, you're in the finals in both, right?
Yeah, well,
shout out to you on that.
Because I wanted to... Yeah, I got lucky. Sunshine on a dog's butt, you know, once in a while. But hey, so my quick question is, I have in the snake, I have Gurley, Michael Thomas, and I know DeMarco snakes, but I have DeMarco, and I'm going against Kamara. In the auction final, I have Kamara going against DeMarco, Michael Thomas, and Gurley.
I hate when that happens.
It's awful.
Because it makes you feel like you're going to lose one of them.
Right. Well, I could lose both, probably, because I'm playing Juju with both, so I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
Either. But so, in that situation, would you even consider hedging with one of the people if you know one of them?
I would. I'm trying to hedge with both.
What do I have the option to? I mean, DeMarco.
I reached out to Ronan. He said I'll let you know, but he didn't sound too happy about it. He's the favored. I'm the underdog in both matchups based on ESPN's projections.
Yeah, Mike Clay's projections.
I was thinking about this before those numbers came out anyway, so I really wasn't even worried about what it said.
I mean, listen, Truck.
Just because of the players.
I would try to hedge it out, Truck, on both leagues and try to get me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The 60-40 thing works for me. You get the championship. You get your bread. If Ronas don't want to cooperate, just beat his ass.
I agree, yeah. I mean, I think Ronas likes money, so I think he'll be cooperative on this.
Are you, so kind of going along with Truck's question, are you like greedy or a bad person if he's like, nah, I don't want to hedge a dime? You know what? With the prizes are set. There's, let's say, $1,000 in the pot using the round number.
No, I mean, it's fine if you don't want to do it. You have the option.
It's your decision. You can do that, but why get this far and walk away completely empty-handed?
I agree.
Especially in a home-style league, you know what I'm saying?
But
you can walk away with something.
Well, so the answer to that, so in one of my home leagues, the person in the finals, like, he has the best team in the league. He's had it all year. Finishes, 11-2 on the year. And he's projected to beat his opponent by, 20-30 points this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, you want to do something about the money? You want to hedge it or whatever? He's like, no.
Well, I mean, Tony was, 13-0 in the auction?
Lost.
Yeah. He's out.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
There you go. So, no, listen, if you're that bold and big and bad, brave enough to say, no, I'm not hedging, I'm going to play it out, play it out. You know what I'm saying? It's your call.
Sure.
This has to be, you can't muscle the other person into hedging. It has to be agreed upon by both parties. Both parties agree upon it, go ahead and do it. If not, if one person say, nah, I'm going to go ahead and play it out, okay, then go beat them.
844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879.
And then next season, if y'all in the same spot, don't hedge with him again.
I was talking about players in bad spots right now, and I mentioned Randall Cobb. One other thing on the Packers I do want to say, Matt, the running backs. With Brett Hundley as the quarterback, we have seen them lean on Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. Would you in your fantasy final go back to either of these players?
I mean, look, I can't play Aaron Jones, number one. I don't know how many touches he's getting. I understand you want to play Jamal Williams. I just don't like this matchup. I don't like Hundley versus the Vikings. I'm going to hope I have a better option than Jamal Williams. I'm probably here's the thing. Jamal Williams versus, like, say, a Jay Ajayi. I might take the upside of Jay Ajayi and just go for broke.
What would you do? Jamal Williams or Jay Ajayi?
I would go with Jay Ajayi.
You go with Jay Ajayi as well.
I can't fool with Jamal Williams.
But again, they've relied on the running game with Brett Hundley. Like, we've seen him get 20 carries with Brett Hundley.
The Minnesota Vikings, Greg. Do you know what they do to running backs?
They devour
them. They shut them down.
They devour them.
There you go.
Okay. So you're both going with Jay Ajayi. I've checked the link just to get Jake's advice on this. Jake has Jamal Williams this week ranked number 20 here, while his boy Jay Ajayi is 27. He would go Jamal Williams over Jay Ajayi, just so you know.
I mean, I'd probably go Mike Davis over Jamal Williams.
He has Mike Davis for 25.
Wayne Gallman.
22.
He's up there. Just looking at him now.
But all after Jamal Williams.
Well, look, I understand what Jamal Williams has done. He's been a part of the passing game, too. But Aaron Jones had a couple of runs against a tough run defense. I think he had multiple 20-yard runs. I don't know. Does McCarthy say, let's see what Aaron Jones can do against it? Maybe McCarthy thinks Aaron Jones is a better fit in this matchup. So I think Jamal Williams has a lot of risk. And, you know, he's caught the passes, yes. So even if they get game scripted out, he can catch some balls. So I can see that if you want to tell me they fall behind and he's got to use him in the passing game.
Okay, so, so there you go. That's the deal with the Green Bay running backs. Another player that has a bad matchup this week, mentioned him briefly, was Mohamed Sanu against New Orleans. Obviously, you're gonna you made it to the finals with Julio Jones. You're throwing him out there, of course, against Marshawn Lattimore. But on the other side, against Ken Crawley, you have Mohamed Sanu, who I talked about briefly on the BFFs yesterday. What do you think of Mohamed Sanu this week, Corey?
I would start Mohamed Sanu. He gets too much looks. He gets the red zone looks, the touchdown ability, the kind of seasons he's had. I just can't walk away from him now.
I feel like he gets more looks than Julio.
I agree.
He does feel that way.
I feel like he's had a better season than Julio Jones, even though he hasn't. I feel like he's had a better season than Julio.
I agree.
Yeah, it's tough. If you own Mohamed Sanu and say you play three wide receivers in a flex,
sure.
I don't see it. It's going to be hard for me not to put him in the lineup.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And like I said, they're going to have to throw the ball, and you know he gets, besides getting the looks, just in general, the target, he gets the end zone looks, too.
Mm-hmm. Nah, Mohamed Sanu had a big-time season. Like, I would want him on my roster. Like, you know, if you go in the championship with Mohamed Sanu, maybe see if he has a foundation and donate 10% of your winnings to it, because Mohamed Sanu was getting it done.
Absolutely.
Another thing, you know what? I was thinking about, on this team that I got, we got waivers. I was thinking about picking up Tony Romo.
Just to have him win a championship?
Just to have him on a championship team.
he's never had that before.
I know.
Yeah.
You want to get him a ring.
Want to get him a ring.
Is he actually in the player pool?
He's in the player pool.
He is in the player pool.
Yep.
That'd be nice.
I might just pick him up to get him a championship.
That'd be cool. I might do that on Saturday, start picking up some players I want to get championships.
Pick up Eli?
Like Odell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's hurt, but he gets a ring.
Right.
Yeah. I should do that for Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
If I had money, I would.
This time of year, you can do this.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the right thing to do. And then when you look back at your team, like 5 years from now,
exactly.
I had
Tony Romo on this team.
That?
Yeah.
When somebody says Tony never won anything.
Yeah, like, no, you didn't. Yeah, there you go right here. We hedged the money.
Let me ask you a question. I'm looking at Jake's PPR rankings. He's got Sanu 35, Aguilar 36. So they're right there. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather start? Being that you picked up a Nelson Aguilar. If you had to make that call. Cool.
I think I would start Aguilar. And a lot of it is because it's the Monday night thing. Really. I love it big, so man. Much. And Aguilar, hey, he may be the number one option with Nick Foles as the quarterback. I know Alshon Jeffrey's there, but no, he's throwing the ball more than Nelson Aguilar.
Well, the tight end
is
going to be the number one option.
That's true, too. That's true. You're right. I think it's extremely close between Aguilar and Mohamed Sanu.
So the Monday night's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, in that way.
I get that.
I would start Aguilar.
Okay.
I think Aguilar.
How crazy is that? In championship week, we're talking about starting Nelson.
And Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah,
but at least Sanu is, you know, he's done something.
Was he drafted, Sanu? Or was he come off the waiver wire?
Oh, I think he's a waiver wire guy.
That's crazy.
He might have been drafted at the end, but I think he's more of a waiver wire guy.
But I mean, at least you knew he was somebody that could have some potential this year.
Yeah, that's true. But Taylor Gabriel was being drafted.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Gabriel was being drafted in 16-round drafts. He was going to like round 12, round 13. He was a zero. Sanu easily outshined Taylor Gabriel
this year. You know what's funny? In most places, I drafted everywhere, actually. I drafted Marquise Goodwin everywhere because I thought he'd be this year's Taylor Gabriel. And he's been better than I could have ever imagined. I didn't hold on to him all year, but he's been better than I ever imagined. I remember we had that fight with Scott. Like, I'm never going to own Marquise Goodwin because he can't catch the ball.
Hard-headed.
Scott is a bit stubborn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he got a nice bump, too, when
Jimmy G.
Garcon went down.
Yeah. Yep.
Jimmy G came in.
Absolutely.
Problem in the past had been, like in Buffalo, I'd watch him. I mean, he beat everybody. He's a track star and everything, but he couldn't catch the damn ball.
He's gotten better. He's simply gotten better. Would you start Jamison Crowder
tragedy too,
this
that
week?
Tragedy in his family. That's horrible. Sad.
Would you start Jamison Crowder this week against Denver?
Yeah, I think JC's a start this week. I get JC in line.
Yeah, I got him like a wide receiver three. I just think he's... I think Cousins is going to throw the ball.
Another 4 week champion. Another 3 week championship that I'm in. I'm way out of this one. I think I'm like 60 points behind the guy. I had Jamison Crowder in that lineup. It doesn't make a difference unless he go absolutely bananas.
Crowder is wide receiver 26 this week for Jake Seeley, the all-in kid in his rankings.
You're going to ask him about the Devin Funchess? I'm
going to ask him about Devin Funchess and Randall Cobb because those are the things that make me very curious. I'm excited. He has the link up, so go to rotoexperts.com right now. Check that link from Jake Seeley. You can find the link also on his Twitter account. It's the final one of the year.
There you go right there.
I think that picture is quite interesting. The meat fried cat ear plate.
Jake said, inside the article, Jake said there will be week 17 rankings.
Oh, there will be?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if he'll make that column as.
Yo, let me tell you, this check detailed. The link thing, I give Jake props for that, Brandon, the check the link thing. That was the first thing I did when I woke up this morning. I grabbed my computer and checked the link. Yep.
There you go. For me,
I prefer to build bank accounts. First thing I did was I went to Bank of America and I checked the bank account.
I walked in here today, man, had a bright smile on his face. So that must be things must be going okay.
Today is a good day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back. A lot of questions to ask Jake. Corey and Matt are going to do it for the next 2 hours as well. So I'll get my few in the next 5 minutes. Please stick around. Jake Seeley answers your questions next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Good always to talk to the older kid, Jake Seeley. I look forward to it each and every morning. Jake, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, Greg?
So I checked the link, and Corey, no joke, said he wakes up first thing in the morning, and he immediately checks the link each and every Wednesday. That is how good of a job you have done with these rankings and branding and everything. So big ups to you, my man.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, hopefully everybody does the same. Actually, a lot of people stay up just till midnight, apparently, just waiting for the rankings to come out.
So,
even though they change from now until Sunday.
They definitely do. But there, so we opened up, and we talk about them, you know, throughout the program. And there's one major thing that stood out to me that I wanted to ask you about, Jake. And that's Randall Cobb. You have him ranked number 19 overall against Minnesota, ahead of players like Marvin Jones, Alshon Jeffrey, Stephon Diggs, Josh Gordon, DeeDee Westbrook, Martavis Bryant, and Devin Funchess in a tasty matchup against Tampa Bay. That one really stood out to me as like, whoa, what's Jake thinking here? So I wanted to ask you, what's Jake thinking here?
With Randall Cobb specifically? Randall Cobb is, the fact is, look, Brett Hundley connected to him with a touchdown 3 weeks ago, and I'm not saying, oh, like, okay, that's something enough to go on. But there was a connection there, and over the past couple of games before Aaron Rodgers came in, you saw there was more of a connection with him than Jordy Nelson. We already knew that. So sure. It was second behind Davante Adams. Davante Adams is probably not playing this week. If they're shutting down Aaron Rodgers, I don't see them putting Davante Adams back out there with the third concussion. So who has to step up? It's not going to be Jordy. It's not going to be Jordy because he can't separate, and he had no connection with Brett Hundley. And he's facing Xavier Rhodes. Well, where do you do your damage against the Vikings? Second, third wide receivers over across the middle of the field. I really think that Randall Cobb is in store for 5 or 6 catches, 70, 80 yards, and potentially a touchdown. I think, like, if they're going to do anything in the passing game, it's going to be Randall Cobb.
I totally agree with that. If they're going to do anything in the passing game, it's probably going to be Randall Cobb. That's why I would consider starting Cobb this week. But I don't know if I trust him where you do as your number 19 overall wide receiver in PPR leagues, especially over guys like a Devin Funchess against Tampa Bay, where that matchup seems, on the surface, a whole lot better.
Yeah, it's PPR, though. If you look at Devin Funchess, he's never been racking up the receptions. This is what it comes down to. This is why I'm not a huge fan of PPR for this reason. It's like he kind of throws all these things out of whack, and it's the fact that I want Devin Funchess in my lineup. If I'm looking at PPR, he's going to get skewed because Randall Cobb's going to catch 6, 7, 8. Devin Funchess, 3 or 4, probably gets about close to the same yardage and a better chance for a touchdown, but it just comes down. This is the projections, and I work on the projections every single week. So for everybody that doesn't know, the initial last night was the initial go through all the projections, update the data from last week, spilling the data from this week of my metrics and stuff like that. And then the next days, my process is every single week, I go through player by player and kind of analyze them. So he might move down. Cobb might move down. But as of my first initial projections, that's where he falls.
So there you go. The projections, which Jake uses all the analytics for and all the data for, that's what they spit out. And then what Jake does throughout the rest of the week, kind of go player by player and be like, this one doesn't make as much sense as the data, I guess, says he does. And maybe that's why Randall Cobb ultimately could fall a couple of spots here as the rankings do change over the course of the next couple of days. As Jake has said all week long on Twitter, you don't have to make your lineup on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. We're talking the earliest is Saturday night, and that's when you're going to have to make your Randall Cobb decision against the Vikings. A couple of other names that you have a few spots farther down than Randall Cobb. A guy like Mike Wallace, Jake, at 28 overall, really good matchup against Indianapolis, and a guy that's been one of the hotter wide receivers in football.
Yeah, I get another one that I like more on PPR than PPR because he could get three catches, four catches for 70, 80 yards and touchdown. I actually have him as a sleeper this week because of the matchup, but at the same time, I mean, he might be the only weapon and you're relying on Joe Flacco. It is a great matchup, but we've seen great matchups through this entire season where it's only been one option. Heck, go to look at the Giants. You know, even with Sterling Shepard was out, we're saying, oh, Evan Ingram should be fine. And I'm not saying Mike Wallace and Evan Ingram are the same player, but it's just the fact that Evan Ingram should just go bananas because there's nobody else for Eli to throw to. What happened? Everything got shut down.
You'll get more from Jake Seeley, the All-In Kid, over the next 2 hours on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. For Corey Parson and for Wall Street Matt Modica, my name is Greg Sussman. Enjoy the Frenzy. I'll see you on the BFFs, and we'll be back on the Roto Experts tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.